Previously on the BitPad podcast. Some stuff happened and it was great. Nobody guessed the sound bits during the show. But could we have found a winner during the week? Stay tuned, you excitable little pompernickels, and happy Thanksgiving. You are listening to the BitPad podcast, episode 5, recorded on the 23rd of November 2015.
Welcome to the BitPad podcast. It's episode 5. Brent, Brucey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey.
Today we got gamers getting blacklisted.
We do, and we are Skype active now. So add the BitPad to Skype, and we might call you during the show for some competitions and the like. So have your mic ready, because I will be pretty brutal about it.
And being so close to Thanksgiving, I thought I'd do a Thanksgiving-themed quiz for Maz and Brent and see how much they know.
Uh-oh, and we get a caller who may or may not know the sounds from last week. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Live tweet at the BitPad, and we can answer your questions or read your comments live on the show as well, as usual. Love that stuff.
And of course, follow us on the Twitter and join us over at thefacebook.com/thebitpad to stay in the loop with all the things we do.
Wasn't that great? Welcome to the show, guys. So Thanksgiving, Brent, when is that? Has that happened already? Did that happen?
No. It's this coming up Thursday. It's always last Thursday in November.
Oh. Okay. So that's good.
Because, you know, pilgrims and Indians liked Thursdays.
Well, yeah, we don't go into the history too much. We just know that you celebrate now, and it's a good thing. We've got a few call-ins on speakpipe.com/thebitpad. So if you guys are in the chat room watching us live now, you can send in your special greetings and stuff. Here's one.
Hello, BitPad. This is T-Dude Gamer watching on the YouTubes. Really love what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
He might have actually guessed those five secret sounds, but he's too late, sadly. Sorry, C-Dude, you got in just a whole 5 days too late, but that's all right. We do have a winner, Brent, but we'll get to that a bit later on.
Yeah.
Dear Gamer Diary.
What's everybody been up to this week? Has anybody been playing any games?
I have.
Good. It's good to know. I actually finished Tomb Raider, like the first Tomb Raider game. I got the PS4 version, and I actually finished that over this week. It was really hard not to sit down and play it for like 6 hours a day. So I 100% completed it, 100% got all of the things, really enjoyed it. And now I'm just sitting furious that I have to wait until this time next year to play the sequel, which is already out on Xbox.
Unless you want to go buy an Xbox.
Which I don't want to do, because that's what they want me to do. They want me to buy an Xbox to play Tomb Raider. I'm not going to do it, guys. I'm not going to do it.
I'll tell you how good it is.
So good?
I'm playing it right now. No, I don't have an Xbox either.
Oh. Apparently it's Hair Simulator 98. So good. But I'm pumped. Like, Tomb Raider was a really good game. It was really clean and tidy. All the collectibles were listed, so I knew if I got everything or not. I really, really liked it. Very, very little to complain about. The story was a bit whack, but hey, it was good. Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all got your keys for Paladins to play in the beta, if y'all tried that, but I downloaded it, and pretty much that's what I've been playing this week, is Paladins and Farm Away.
So when does two questions for you. When does the Farm Away podcast start?
It's already started. I started it last night.
Yeah, brilliant. And how good is Paladins? Like, is it like up there with your smite love?
Yeah. It's wow. It's good, especially for it being a beta. It's you know, I'm waiting on now, you know, new classes, new maps, that sort of thing. But I mean, it's up there. It's a lot of fun. It's quick games is what I like too. It's like you're not suck in for 15, 30 minutes of the game. It's like 8 minutes.
Woogie.
What's that? Did I hear tweet?
Yeah, Woogie tweeted, do they plan to add more characters to Paladins? He actually tweeted it in the chat room. I don't have a chat room one yet.
Oh. yeah, they'll definitely add characters to Paladins. I don't know how soon. If they'll like add one a week or one every 2 weeks, we'll just have to wait and see what happens with that.
Before we go on to see what Bruce has been playing. Oh, there we go. It's okay now. So every now and again, you go into the dark and get your creeper on, Brent.
It's my only light is this small light over here and the monitor. So if I look at TweetDeck, which is a dark scheme,
he's checking your tweets when it goes dark. I can turn on the light. If he goes dark, he's checking your tweets. So be on it, Bruce. What did you
do? I thought it was. It's not Halloween. Halloween's been a gone.
It's
Brent.
Been a gone.
I don't know what you're trying to do.
Oh, we celebrate Halloween, you know, 24 days of the month.
Maybe not November.
I don't know why 24 days, but...
I know. You were going to go 24-7, weren't you?
I messed that one up. Oh, no.
I've been, of course, playing Fallout 4.
Of course you have.
I played some Farmway as well, like Brent, getting my... Good games on.
Look, Brent's already, he's left to go and play Farmway now. I played that for like 10 seconds and went, no, this is one of those, I gotta tap into things, I'm not doing this. It's like Farmville. But you've both been saying play it for more. So I've reinstalled it. I've got it right here. I'll open it.
Yeah, I mean, if your thing is collecting coins and seeing what high score you can get, then it's great. If it's not, don't bother. So, Maz, I reckon the lifespan will be 10 seconds for you.
Again.
Oh, again.
Already.
I actually got to level 40.
You haven't played with the little boy yet? What's wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
It's on the front page. He was playing with the little boy in the pitchfork.
Yeah.
No. So, you're level 40?
Yeah, I'm level 40.
Man, I thought I was rocking it at level 22.
I sold a few crops, and that's the most disheartening thing when you sell all your crops and you have to start again.
No, but does it start kind of faster when you start over?
Yeah, because the whole idea is to sow your crops to get those seeds so that you can get better power-ups when you play next. You
guys are so frustrating me with
that. Anyway, Maz is going to kill himself.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing I've been playing that I picked up yesterday, Saturday, was Lego Dimensions. So getting into that a little bit at the minute.
Yeah.
See how that goes on my Wii U.
I want to have a crack at that. How many of the little sets have you invested in?
I've got the ones that come with the box. So I've got Batman, Gandalf, and Wildstyle.
Yeah.
And then I've got two other sets. I've got a Legolas one and a Lego Ninja set as well.
Oh, you haven't gotten Doctor Who.
But I have a 3-year-old son, so no doubt I'm going to end up with a whole bunch more.
Correct.
Because at the end of the day, all I need is the discs on the bottom and he can play with the figures on top.
Yeah. It was an Amiibo day over the weekend, which for those playing at home really excite me. I grabbed myself Fox. Look at him, he's fucking great. Look at him go, I love him. But also,
who was that?
That was Fox. Sorry, it wasn't even Fox. It was Falco. I'm so
Falco.
It wasn't even Fox.
There you go. Okay, I see you, Falco.
I'm surprised. Of all people, Brent pulled me up on that. No, I don't know anything about Nintendo single player games, but I know that it's not fucking Fox. Something's not right.
Yeah. Foxes don't have a beak.
They don't have beaks. Big lipped keegers.
It's a secret dark hole obsession.
If you told me it was the guy from the Fruit Loops box, you would have had me there.
8 of the amiibo, Animal Crossing amiibos came out too, which I managed to dodge, Bruce. You'll be very proud of me. They are on my Christmas list, though, so family's going to sort them out for me come Christmas.
You only... Yeah, but I was going to say, you've only dodged them because you're in a Christmas freeze and you're not allowed to buy anything.
Exactly. Christmas freeze is in effect. So, yeah, that was good. There's another Amiibo Day this weekend. Mega Yarn Yoshi comes out. So I won't be able to buy him either, so but...
Get ready for all those crushed game pads.
Yeah. And you've been playing Fallout 4, obviously, Bruce?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How's that going?
Did you play Fallout 3?
Yeah, I've played that. Fallout series is one of my most favorite series. But yeah,
so compared to Fallout 3, is Fallout 4 pretty much the same thing, just different content?
Yeah, pretty much. There's a few different mechanics, which is good, but at the end
they'll
of the
fix
day,
your car for you.
Yeah, no, they've changed the way essentially like power armor and shit's work, but yeah, so they'll fix your power armor a little bit differently. But
I think we spoke about all of this last week.
we did reproducing content.
We didn't talk about the mechanics. I didn't know they would like fix your car and
that's true.
Change your brakes
if,
for
if
you.
We could,
and...
If we could discuss all of the NPCs,
change
that
your
are
colon.
In the game, that'd be great. I actually. My
that's after too much turkey. We'll talk about that.
That's the character.
Oh my god! What's that? What is that picture of?
This is a character I created for my playthrough of Fallout 4.
So is this one that's already died from like too much exposure or something?
Well, I made him
too much radiation,
And then my partner was playing and decided to play as the female instead, so that this guy would die. He was too hideous for the Fallout universe, and he died most quickly. And we managed to glitch the game, Brucey, which you might appreciate. Oh, it's not hard with the Bethesda game, but right at the beginning where the bomb goes off. And everyone's standing on that platform going down into the base. We managed to glitch him so he was on the edge. And he got left up there and the thing closed. And he was up there with the baby, dead. So that's great. Game changer.
No, man, he made it into the pod. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he did. He was like, it faded to black and it popped up. And he's like, he was there. I'm like, Nate, what are you doing here, you ugly fuck? So ugly.
Well, what about Battlefront? Did anybody get Battlefront?
No, I'm not investing in Battlefront.
Nice. Did anybody play the beta or that one weekend that you let you play?
Yeah, I played the beta.
Did you like it?
Some more packs. I did. I do like it, but what let me down was the vehicle system where you've got to get the spawn discs to spawn or something, and then if someone else gets it, then you jump into it. I like the concept where you know you don't have people camping for vehicles anymore, like to get into TIE fighters and stuff. But
right.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it was good, but it was just another Battlefield game, and I kind of lost interest in Battlefield after 3.
So... Okay. Well, and I was really jazzed for it. I love the Battlefront. I love the original. And then I love that weekend playing in it. It had that just Star Wars feel, Star Wars coming up. But then when I got to the site and it wanted the $60... My head just kind of said, it's really not worth $60.
Mm. Yeah.
I just couldn't pull the trigger on it. I wonder if they're going to have that problem at all.
Yeah, Mercurez said the same thing.
For us, it was
$100. Was the price.
Oh, wow. For $120 here, you get a mini fridge with it.
Wow.
Like, it's Han Solo and frozen in carbonite on the front of the fridge.
You get a fridge.
I mean, it's for a six-pack, right? You put it's like a cooler.
That's cool.
But it's an electric cooler. Anyway, America, we'll make money off of anything. Give them a fridge with a video game. Matter of fact, get them one of them things they can put in them, like urethra, and not have to go to the bathroom. Like a porta potty or something.
They can pile the
fridge.
$5
now, I'll get a free colostomy bag.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That is gross. We've got a SpeakPipe message here from... Obi the One.
Hey everybody at the BitPad, this is Obi the One calling to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, if you celebrate it, that is. If not, then happy Thursday to you. There are a lot of trials and rough stuff that happens during the year, and it's nice to have one day where we can just step back and be thankful for all the things that are in our life and give God thanks for providing for us. I'm thankful for y'all guys and the Bitpads. There's one more thing I can be thankful for this year. Enjoy your day, everybody, and don't eat too much.
Oh, I'm tearing up over that one. It's really, really sweet call in. Thanks, Obi, and thank you for being a wicked listener as well. You're amazing, and we heart you all the time.
So you need to get like the link hard ups. Wait, does that sound? Did that come out wrong? You know what I'm talking about—the sound effect it makes when he gets the hearts.
Yep.
So when do we get like a heart? Like then we give them. We play anyway.
One of that sound.
I'm a maniac. Just okay. Let's go. I'm ready.
I just need a little time out for myself.
Here are the sounds. Brent,
we have a winner.
Oh my god! Do we though?
Winner.
Let's find out.
Hello, the Bitpad. This is Rambo Jenkins, Legend of Zelda, Pac-Man, Sonic, Metal Gear, and Mega Man. Thank you, and I'll catch you guys next time.
Yes! It's a winner!
Now, did you break that up, or did they actually
No, I did that. I did that.
Oh, okay.
just
I was like, holy crap, they took this seriously.
Just producing the show here, guys, so I don't know what you guys are up to, but yeah, I did that.
I sing songs every once in a while.
Yes, it's awesome. So that was Rambo Jenkins. He's an Australian listener, so he wins.
And he can pick it up at PAX next year.
He can pick it up so directly from PAX. Here's your little Rob. I don't know whether you can show that photo, Brent. You're the photo wizard.
Yeah. I'll show that photo.
Because does look at, like Bruce said last week, he does look a bit brown on the camera. He's a custom Rob amiibo that I made myself. He's sparkly and gold and black and red, and there he is. That looks much better. We're going to throw in a badge there as well, Rambo, but we know you've already got one. You can give one to your mum, maybe. I'm not sure.
So this is awesome, because it's almost like I win too.
You do, because you don't have
I don't have to mail shit to anyone.
Woo!
Not that one. So we need to really bulk up our Australian listenership, so I don't have to worry about this in the future.
Also, what was I going to say? Rambo will be happy to know that my partner has been saying since he sent in the thing, have you sent that, Rob, yet? So I said, no, we haven't even announced the winner yet. I'll announce it. So that'll be in the mail today, because he will not let me not send it today. So congratulations, Rambo. You're a bloody champion. We've got a brand new sound, Brentle.
See, brand new sound.
It just keeps going. Got some new sound here.
I like that.
So here is the new sound, guys. The way you... Brent will tell you how you win things. Wow.
That was a little easier, but that's...
easier.
What, six sounds?
No.
Is that right?
No, there should be only five in there.
Yeah, six. No, it's
one.
Six.
Hang on, let me count them. Yeah, there's six. You're right. You're absolutely right.
So there's six sounds, and you can call us at speakpipe.com/thebitpad and give us your answers. What do you think they are? And the first person to do that will win some prizes. If they're American, they will win a sticker and button pack. There's a... Bitpad stickers, buttons, and if it goes an extra week, we'll add more stuff onto there. But that's what you get for now. And I will send you, Maz, at some point I need your address. I will send you some stickers and pins so you can send them out from that side of the world.
Oh, wicked! I'm sure we should be able to find some way to print them. Where did you get them? Oh, we'll talk about this. This is bad. This is behind the scenes.
They're not affiliates yet, so we won't discuss that.
We'll talk about that after that off air.
Yeah. But if you are a printer manufacturer and would like to sponsor a wonderful podcast where obviously people are interested in stickers,
and pins.
Call me.
Yes, here's the sound one more time. I think there's only a couple in there that I would struggle with if I didn't make that myself. oh my god, where's the... There it is. It's time for the news. Keep forgetting my time. Blizzard sues cheaters. Blizzard filed a lawsuit against Bossland to make a series of bots that let you cheat at games like Diablo 3, World of Warcraft, and Heroes of the Storm. May this year saw Blizzard ban thousands of players caught using Bossland bots in WoW. Bossland CEO and German says, Blizzard acted in a manner as shady as possible, informing Apoc to submit the entire source code of Storm Buddy to Blizzard, which is actually the IP of Bossland. Blizzard says Bossland's entire business is based in cheating. We do not tolerate cheating in our games and will continue to aggressively defend our games and services.
They came down just like the IRS, and speaking of the IRS, they denied the exempt status to a group that promotes sobriety through the playing of trading card games this week. Game Hearts, a group providing alternatives to drinking through games such as Magic the Gathering, the courts seem to think that the ties to profits with those games preclude it from a tax-free status. Though this is my interpretation, I am no tax lawyer. But
So no more flash sales in Steam. So Steam this year in their Christmas or autumn sale are not going to have daily deals or flash sales. They've gone to publishers and asked for one discount price rather than two as per normal. They're still going to have spotlights on different games, but the game discount's going to be the same throughout the whole sale.
That makes things easier.
That's awesome. I'd like to talk about that later.
Yeah. PlayStation 2 emulation is coming to the PS4. Sony recently told Wired, "We are working on utilizing PS2 emulation technology to bring PS2 games forward to the current generation." That's all they've said at the moment, but woot! Old things on new things.
And this week, Kotaku is crying about being blacklisted by a bunch of companies, or a couple of companies. Apparently, they posted an article this week that saying that Bethesda and Ubisoft have both blacklisted them and refused to give them copies of games to play. Right. Though self-admittedly, Kotaku says that nothing official has been said from either of the companies. But, you know, personally, maybe I think it's time for serious reporting agencies to not expect free games to get in turn for advertising or something.
And our favorite microtransaction city in Payday 2. So 2 years ago when Payday 2 came out, they quoted there will be no microtransactions in Payday 2. Now they've recently just put microtransactions in Payday 2 for people to buy drills to unlock essentially loot crates to get those games. And let me tell you, fan base is not pleased.
No, they wouldn't be. But something that would please the fans is Telltale Games is making more Game of Thrones. They're working on a second season of their Game of Thrones clickety-click, and I guess I should play the first one. But after Minecraft Story Mode, I think I'd rather eat my own shit, to be honest.
Paladins! This week, the beta opened. It's awesome! That's all.
Joe Raymond, who's the co-creator of Assassin's Creed, is now swimming in the EA pool of vile. She's rumored to be working on a similar style game to Assassin's Creed for EA, and her own Motive Studio is also working with Visceral on a Star Wars game that is no proper title yet. So, yeah. See what comes of that.
And Minecraft Wii U rating has been removed. After finding the PEGI classification for Minecraft Wii U, not hearing anything about it during the latest Nintendo Direct announcements, poof! The Minecraft Wii U edition is no longer listed on the PEGI website. What the hell? And do we even care? That was the news for this week. If we missed anything, let us know on Twitter or our Facebook. There was quite a few things in there that I'd like to discuss a bit later on. So we'll get to that in a minute. We've got some mini games I'd like to play. But first, we got a Thanksgiving message from Uncooper.
Hey guys, Uncooper here, long-time fan of the IM Sucks crew and enjoying the new BitPad stuff you're making. Just want to say happy Thanksgiving to people in places that celebrate things, and more in general, wish everyone a non-confrontational time and higher life enjoyment. Hope you're all having a good time, and Zelnaga bless.
It's all very deep there. Thanks, Australians are the best. Mercuraz in the chat room says, Game of Thrones, Telltale was good. So perhaps I should play it. And Ubermedic420, says, still waiting for Walking Dead Season 3. Is that a thing that's actually happening, or you just want it to happen? Who knows?
I think you'd be waiting a while.
Twitter's going crazy. JBJ Blaze says, are they actually doing live call-ins on Skype? We are. We're going to call in some people at some point, probably during the quickfire shootout, I think. So add the BitPad to your Skype, and you might get a call from us. So be ready. But first, this. Yeah.
Gobble, gobble!
Gobble, gobble. We're going to play a little game, mini game right now in which we've dubbed Turkey or Ham. Turkey being true and Ham being false. So we're going to put Brent and Mads against each other with some true or false questions. First to 5 points wins. And I've got 12 questions here, and I've decided if you can't get all first to 5 out of 12 questions, neither of you know anything about Thanksgiving.
So most points are... So we'll get 6 questions each, and whoever gets the most points wins.
And they're true or false? Right.
Okay, true or false.
They're all true false.
Okay.
Let's do it! I'm ready. Who wants to go first? You go, Brent.
All right, who wants to go first out of you two? Brent, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, let's crack Brent's first question on. So, Thanksgiving is celebrated only in the United States, true or false?
True.
You are incorrect, sir. It is also celebrated in Canada.
They just do it the same Thanksgiving?
I don't think it's the same, but they celebrate Thanksgiving in Canada also.
Oh,
they're a bunch of copycats.
Oh, this is good. I'm off to a good start. Is it me now?
It's you now, Maz.
Yeah, let's do it.
Your first question is, Indian corn is for decoration purposes only and not for cooking.
Ah, I think that's true. That's a turkey.
You're correct. It is true.
Yeah!
It's a very, very hard variety of corn, so you wouldn't want to be eating it.
Yeah, I've seen it in their hats and stuff.
The Indians don't know how to make corn well, so it's always really hard.
Oh, dear. Your next question, Brent, is...
I should keep
turkeys
score.
Can drown.
Are you keeping score?
Look up at the rain.
Do what now?
Turkeys can drown if they look up at the rain.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Yep, you are correct. Turkeys do drown if they look up into the sky and it's raining.
That's
so
normally
funny.
How we kill them for Thanksgiving, is we get them all outside and then just spray water over them, and they all look up, and they're all... and then they're dead, and then we eat them.
That's horrifying.
See? That's exactly what they sound like.
Maz, your next question.
I'm ready.
Thanksgiving is a religious holiday, true or false?
That will be ham. It's false.
You are correct. Thanksgiving is a harvest celebration with no religious ties.
Boom.
Brent, your next question. the pilgrims took beer with them on their voyage.
That would be false.
No, the answer is actually true. It was John Alden who was the cooper who made the barrels.
I'm going to win this. I'm going to win this.
Oh, Jesus. Mads, your next question.
Yeah, I'm ready.
The real Plymouth Rock is cracked. True or false?
I don't even know what that is. I'm going to take a punt. That's true?
It is. It was cracked in the Revolutionary War.
I'm so good at this game. What is that? Who knows? Let's just assume I know.
Plymouth Rock, it's where they landed.
Is it? Ah, it's like the rocks here in Sydney. Is that right? No. Nope.
Well, I mean, it's not where... Okay, anyway.
All right, Brent, your next question is, the following towns that are labeled Turkey as their name are really towns in the United States. So your four towns are Turkey in Texas, Turkey Creek in Louisiana, Turkey in North Carolina, and Turkey Feather in New Mexico.
I call this a trick question caused to make me look stupid. I'm going to say true. There's no way to know that.
They were all true apart from...
Oh, see! That's the tricky part!
Wait. He can have the point if he gets that...
Turkey Feather in New Mexico doesn't exist.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say he could have the point if he could guess which one was the false one, but...
I'm thinking maybe y'all don't understand how America works in states and cities, and there's too many for anyone to know in all that. I assume Australia's like, you know, 20 feet by 20 feet, and y'all know like every single city and state and river and probably lake and creek and.
I'm gonna do a Australian town names, true or false, because that'll be fun. I'm going to do that next time.
Yeah, we should. We'll do that next week.
It's Unawanga. Is that...
Maz, your next question. The first meal eaten on the moon by the astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin was roasted turkey dinner with all the trimmings.
that's the most ham I've ever seen.
No, it was true.
What?
The first meal eaten on the moon was a roast turkey dinner.
Oh, shit, man.
But it's probably in bags. It was probably like freeze-dried.
Space,
all that
space turkey dinner.
Yes. Yeah, space powdered turkey. Brent.
Yes.
The original Thanksgiving lasted for 5 days. True or false?
True.
No, it was only three.
Oh, dear. Oh,
I thought it was 3 days.
you should have gone with your gut. Maz, yes. The spoon was the primary utensil used at the first Thanksgiving.
I'm going to say... Does that have anything to do with egg and spoon races? I'm going to say that's true.
It is true, only because forks weren't invented yet.
Okay. Is egg and spoon race in the Easter thing then? Is that Easter?
It has nothing to do with the egg and spoon race.
Okay. I think you should take his point back for that. Just the response. They totally ridiculous. That's for the egg race, right? They were doing the egg toss after that. They needed a spoon.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Right after they drowned the turkeys for dinner. Get ready.
I love it.
Brent, your final question. Thanksgiving is the biggest travel day of the year in the US. True or false?
Oh, the Thanksgiving day or the weekend? Like, normally people would travel before it, I would assume.
I would say yes. You are correct. Thanksgiving is the biggest travel day in the year for the US. Bigger than Christmas.
Wow. That's huge. Bigger than Christmas.
Yeah, it's because of how it's spaced out.
Okay.
Like Christmas, you're usually there, right?
Yeah, I guess. If you're not there by then, it's too expensive to get there. I imagine.
Like a week ahead of time. You want to stay home with your family.
Exactly.
Thanksgiving, you want your mom to cook you a turkey and you go over there to eat it. Yeah. Or your other family. You don't want to do all the work.
Is that all?
No, that's right. You want to rock up when it's done.
Is that all the questions? I feel like I've answered like 20 of them.
Is that what I think you won an hour ago. I'm guessing on that.
I sure did.
So now you have to mail me prizes.
I have to mail Brett prizes.
My God. 5-2. That was great fun. That was...
Nice job.
I felt... that I think was a little harder than anticipated.
I feel like I was, in high school learning about Thanksgiving or something.
I honestly didn't think Maz was going to get any of those.
I didn't. Well, a lot of them were guesses, let's be honest.
you had a 50-50 crack.
Exactly. That was great. I enjoyed it.
And JBJ Blaze, in no way was that a direct target at Brent to get all of his wrong.
No, it wasn't. It's just... I don't know anything.
Nobody on SpeakPipe has guessed this yet. Depending on how much this costs me to mail, maybe my prizes will always be custom Rob amiibos. We'll see. I do love spray painting a Rob amiibo. I tell you what. let's revisit some of the news that we talked about and discuss it more opinionatedly. My goodness. This blacklist stuff, Brent, that's got me thinking.
To get you thinking?
So what is the deal?
Like people like Lincoln?
Kotaku's been blacklisted by people, and they're saying that you should not expect free games anymore. Is that what's going on?
Well, that's the thing. The companies aren't actually saying anything. Okay. They're just, from what like Kotaku's saying is, they reach out to try to get games and stuff to play early so that then they can do a report on it.
Yeah.
And they're saying that because of some bad press that they've given these companies in the past, that the companies have like stopped talking to them.
Yeah.
And
but why would you give someone a copy of your game if they're just going to bag it? Like, let the internet do that. I mean, you would assume people like YouTubers and stuff do a lot of the talking.
Yeah,
honestly. And...
But I was going to say, if that's the medium that you want your reviews early on with, then you've got to take what they dish out.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you can't just.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's kind of like two sides of it, like. The companies are going to give people free stuff to try to get good press.
Yeah.
And if they're getting good press from certain people that they continue to get stuff out, I can't blame the company because they want to sell a product.
Mm.
I can't blame them for stopping giving it to people who are giving them bad press. Or in some cases, I think one of the articles was like about leaked material of like Fallout, one of the Fallout games.
Yeah.
So it's like, in that case, even more so, I'd be like, well, screw you. I'm not going to give you free stuff if you're going to leak information about my company.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Especially if they've said, here's the boundaries in which you can and can't go with.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's absolutely true. And I don't know if that's been laid out at all or not, but it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like, is reporting about a game, like, is it really taken as serious as it should? Is Robert Ebert or whatever the two movie guys, if they weren't getting their free movies, would they have been pissed and given bad reviews or, vice versa? Or where does it become like serious news?
Yeah, like, I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know how many people actually go to Kotaku or IGN or one of those big GameSpot or whatever and read a review before you buy a game. Personally, I'll check out the trailer to the game, see how polished it looks. I might check out a YouTuber to see what they're saying about it. There's a YouTube channel, The Bit Block, that I follow a lot, and he recently just got into a situation with another YouTuber, calling him out for being just a box opener. What do you call those openings? Unboxing.
Oh yeah, where they just open up and get the free stuff.
And so they had a little Twitter fight about effort put into videos kind of thing. And because the box opener dude is quite chummy with Nintendo of America, Nintendo of America have blacklisted the BitBlock and won't send him any review copies anymore. Like, just because of some Twitter stuff. So, yeah, it's intense. I mean, I'd love to receive free games, but certainly I don't expect them, and I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, yeah, I think people expect free codes, especially once they get to a certain level, they're like kind of expect it, you know? They think they should get it. And
this is the thing, just on that BitBlock issue, the unboxing guy, whose name I won't mention because Nintendo of America will block us, he got given a copy of the latest Zelda game, and he didn't play it. And he did a video saying, I haven't even played this yet. Blah, blah, blah. Thanks, Nintendo, for giving it to me. Like a review copy, right? And he didn't even do a review of it. So, like, at what point is it your job to review something you're given for free? And,
I think if that was me and I've got given something free, I'm not going to put out a video going, yeah, I haven't bothered to review this. Like, if you games and don't review them, then as a developer, why would I bother sending you my games if you're just not going to review them?
Right, and if you're just some like YouTube channel, not worried about that, then I can see just being a—I don't want to say douche, but you know, kind of being a douche and just being like, "Oh, I don't even do reviews if I don't want to." On the game, but on the other hand, you know, if I'm getting 5,000 games, I don't have time to do it.
Yeah,
and like you said, like why even take these one-off reviews and care, like. The way I look at it is there's a general consensus.
Yeah.
You can get a feeling of the day after a game's released of, like, if it's really any good, worthwhile getting. You know, there's kind of a difference between, like, if you like a certain genre over something that maybe the collective doesn't, like, you know, farm away.
Yeah, exactly. Amiibos.
Amiibos.
I will buy all the Amiibos, regardless of what people say about them.
Right.
So, blacklisting. That's cool. I think a game company or a developer or a publisher or a distributor or whatever has absolutely every right to say, nah, you can't have any of my free shit anymore. Like, you're not entitled to it. If you're a journalist and you've been blacklisted, you're doing something wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's their product, so do what they want with it.
Yeah, and in the same instance, like, you can... blacklist them, say fine, then we're never giving you any press ever again.
Yeah,
unless it's bad.
Yeah,
we're only going to give you terrible press, but you know, sometimes bad press is good press.
Yeah, and we're going to be the ones who ultimately decide whether we care or not, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I mean, just skipping back to something you said before, like, Maz, when you look for a game, you go and look at some reviews on YouTube and stuff. How many people actually, you know, go out there? I think everyone these days relies on YouTube reviews versus any sort of formal,
I mean,
magazine or
personally, or large... I prefer the YouTube review, even if it's just, you know, a 5 minute is this game good type thing or a walkthrough. Of the first 10 minutes or whatever, because it's more honest. It's not been paid for by, well, most of the time it hasn't been paid for by the developers, or they haven't been given free shit, or they're passionate about,
or you should know thing. Right, like,
yeah.
Legally, if someone is being paid by a company for a review, legally, at least in America, they're supposed to say so on their video. Actually, some people got in, Machinima and some others got in trouble just a few months ago for not doing that, and it came out. So it is definitely, I don't know, there's with all the Gamergate stuff, like the people saying that people were sleeping around for reviews and things like that.
But that's part of business. That happens everywhere.
Right, but I'm just saying there's like all these different things going on. It's like, how can you trust the print media anymore anyway? Like, how can you trust media anyway? Just trust your own gut.
JBJ Blaze says, I go to EPN.TV for my reviews. So, I don't even know what that is.
And that's the one, we were just talking about that on the MMO show, another podcast I do. They mentioned that one of the guys there was upset because he wasn't getting freebies anymore or something. And I don't know the full story about that, but I guess that's...
entitled people.
Maybe JBJ Blaze can tell us. We'll wait in the chat room while he
let's talk about the Steam change. Sales changes. The Steam sale changes. Let's talk about them.
The Steam sale changes, yeah. So there's huge changes this year, really, with the autumn sale. There's going to be no flash sales, no daily sales. It's just going to be one price for the whole sale.
So what used to happen was you'd have a sale and then you'd have a flash where that sale would be like even more, and then it would go back to normal after a window.
During
is that
right? The sale, you might have a game that's, I don't know, 60% off, and then they'd have these daily flash sales where for, say, 12 hours, the game might be 80% off.
Right. But they're not
going to get that. No. So it's going to be one price for the whole length of the sale now.
Mm-hmm.
More like your... they're still going to do the spotlights on games per day, but the price will remain the same. And, you know, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, I know there's a lot of times on those Steam sales where I go, crap, I missed that. I really wanted to get that.
Mm.
Whereas now, you know...
You don't have to be refreshing your Steam every 4.5 minutes.
Exactly.
You'll know whether to buy it or not.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like before, it was always like, well, will it be cheaper?
Will it go down tomorrow? Yeah.
And so you wait, and then I would forget to like buy something or something that I meant to get on a cheap price.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they lost money, like they kind of realized that maybe some people were waiting for the super buys, but then missing the small windows of it. Just because of how holidays are, you get busy doing other crap. That like Steam sales are not your like, they're like your number two. Maybe one and a half. Like, but when the wife calls, you gotta go do something usually, and then you're looking at the sales on your app. And but anyway, so no, I think this is a great change for the buyer. You might not get as deep a cut all the time, but I think they'll basically even out those cuts. You know.
I think the bigger games, you won't get as deep a cut as you're getting on the flash sales, but I think you might get a deeper cut than you were getting on the...
The regular.
The sale price.
Like the overall sale.
So rather than 60, then 80, you'll get
70.
It
might be a bit more balanced. It'd be interesting to see what happens. But I'm with you, Brent. There are amount of times there where I went, I might buy this game, I'll hang out and see if it's going to be in a flash sale, and it never was, or I missed it, and then it's like, damn it.
Well, it'll be up to the developers to say... This is as low as I will go for a sale price, and they'll put the lowest they'll ever go, ever. So I don't think you'll.
Well, so that's what Steam have done. They've gone to the developers and said, "Give us one price."
Mm.
Normally they would go, "Give us two prices. Give us your sale price and give us your absolute maximum that you would go as a sale price." Whereas now they've just gone, "Give us one price."
And I wonder if this has anything to do with last year. I don't know if you remember. It was either the winter. It was one of the sales they had where a lot of companies were raising their prices early before the sale. So when the sales happened, it would look like they actually dropped their prices more than they did. Do y'all remember that from last year?
No.
Like, so you have a game that's like $20. They went and made it $25.
Oh.
So now when they say, oh, we're going to... You know,
that's cheeky.
30% off. It's really
that's
a lot less than 30%.
Message of sales. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Reportedly the full sale starts on the 25th of November, and runs to the 1st of September.
Mm.
That's for the full sale, and then the winter sale. Is essentially, which is your Christmas one, is the 22nd of December to the 4th of January. So two Steam sales coming up. One kicks off in a couple of days for autumn. And I don't know why they're so close together, but yeah.
Wait, and when's the autumn one? It's
so So the autumn one is the 25th of November.
Okay.
1st of December. And then the winter one is... essentially Christmas period, so the 22nd of December to the 4th of January.
Excitement. Well,
so one to buy games for other people and then one to buy games for yourself.
Exactly, and I guess being so close to the Christmas winter sale, the autumn one will be a pilot for how this new mechanism is going to work, and I guess they'll see how that goes. So if the autumn sales go terrible because they're not doing flash sales, then who knows? Maybe they'll change the winter one. But I think if they're going down this route, I doubt it. I think they would have already locked their winter prices in.
Very good. Let's move on. I'm about to call someone on Skype, so be ready for that. Let's get into the quick fire quiz before we shut this show down.
Quick fire
Woo-wee! Good heavens, we got another little quick fire. Brent is 3-1. Winning, that is. There were the questions.
Winning!
See the questions then.
Wait.
We're going to try this. Bruce, would you like someone to play for you?
Let's spin that dial and see who's playing today against Brent as my wild card.
What? What's going on? Can I get someone to play for me too?
No.
Sure, why not?
Two people.
Well, I guess we could.
Let's do it.
Hey, Uber Medic, how are you?
Let's make him people call in and we'll give him prizes.
Good.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's see if we can pull in someone else. How about this guy? You got a good mic. Thanks for that, Uber Medic. It's very polite of you.
You're welcome.
Let's see who else we can get.
Fred Flintstone?
You might have to play...
Barney!
You might have to play yourself, Brent. We'll give them...
I'll play. That's okay. I'll take Uber Medic on. Let's do this.
All right.
Let's hang up on them. All right, here we go. It's best out of five, guys. Uber Medic, let's do a little practice. You know how this game works. It's I'm going to give you a thing starting with a letter, and you're going to answer as quickly as you can. So let's just do a test. Name a drink starting with M.
My time.
Monster.
Yep, you both know how to answer questions. Excellent. Here we go. Here's the first question. Name a video game beginning with C.
Contra.
Oh, yes.
Combat Immortal.
Mate, you're way too slow, Brent.
I thought Contra was with a K, isn't it? That's a K. That's...
No.
Oh.
Bruce, can you keep score? That's one. That's one to you. Here's the next one.
Maybe he can do that right.
Oh.
It's a bit early to be talking sass, Brent. You're already one behind. Name a board game beginning with H.
Hummus.
What? Did you say hummus?
Hummus? I don't know.
Hummus?
I don't know. God, I don't know any board games. Jesus.
Anyone at all?
House of Cthulhu.
Right, we'll just give you that one.
Okay.
That took forever. Bruce, do you want to Google Hummus, the board game, just in case? It might be one. I don't know. I was thinking Hero Quest, but anyway. Name a card game beginning with U.
Uno.
Oh! That was nice, Brent.
That was quick.
Here it is. What's that? Two. If Brent gets this, he wins.
Damn. All
right. So, here it goes. Uber Medic. Name a sport beginning with T.
Tennis.
Tennis.
Oh! Uber Medic gets that one. Uber Medic.
Oh!
Check the recording. Uber Medic said it first. I'm pretty sure.
You. Yeah.
Definitely.
He said it.
Definitely Uber Medic.
All right. Well, there must be some delay because it was definitely after I said the word, I heard him say it.
But both say.
I'll give it to the guest.
Both say Pokemon Snap right now.
Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap.
Who said it first, Brent?
I did.
No, you're all right.
Brent did, yes.
No. You guys have got a bit of a delay. I'm getting it from Uber straight up. Here's the final question. This is the tiebreaker. Oh, my God. This is exciting. What is the score, Bruce?
It is 2-2.
It's 2-2. Oh, my God.
He has no clue. He has no clue. Guess it.
This is it.
It's just like him playing this game. He's just guessing.
He's just guessing. Name a mobile game.
Oh, shit.
Beginning with... A.
Aquaria.
Away.
Is that on mobile?
Now, Bruce, I need you to look up the game Aquaria. Is that a game? On mobile.
Sounds like a game.
Aquaria, mobile,
Angry
iOS.
Birds.
See,
Angry Birds.
That's what I was thinking, is Angry Birds. But what did you say, Brent?
I said Angry Birds.
No, don't you lie to me. I'm going to give you another mobile game starting with a different letter. Because unless Aquaria is one. Is that one?
Oh, hold up. Aquaria is a mobile game. It's on iOS, Android, Linux, Windows.
Called it.
Yeehaw! Ubermedic wins for Brucey.
Woo! Yay.
Do we have a prize for Ubermedic?
Aquaria for everyone in the chat room who wants to know about Aquaria.
Very good. Can we give him some kind of prize, Brent? Is that a thing?
I don't know. What do you have to mail?
I don't know. I'm not mailing. Electronic prizes? We'll take your deets.
Let's see here. Don Pardo, we have many prizes we can give away. How does a video game sound? Let's look here into our prize bin. Could you give us some prize bin music?
Yes. How about this?
Ubermedic has won a copy of Horde. Do you already have Horde?
Man.
Have you
ever played Horde?
Do you have Horde?
That's what
already?
I've always wanted. No, yeah. No, I don't have a copy.
He's always wanted Horde.
Well, now he do. So I will just send it to you in Steam somehow.
Cool.
We'll get with you after the show and figure it out.
All right.
Thanks so much. We'll text you the business. Thanks. I'm going to hang up on you now, Ubermedic. Thanks all for calling in.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for playing.
Thanks a lot, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm sending him a virus.
It's time to wrap it up.
Sending him a virus. Awesome.
Is it a virus in a test tube or like a good virus?
Well, he thinks he's getting a game, if that's what you think, right? Yeah, just download from this link. There's a link to the free download.
Oh my god. That is the end of the show, guys. Thanks for calling in. If you did, thanks for SpeakPipes, all those guys, Uncooper, Obi the One, CDU Gamer, Rambo Jenkins, Ubermedic, everybody in the chat room. Love your faces and hands. If you would like to be on the show, speakpipe.com/thebitpad. You can send in your messages anytime. We'll pop them in. We also have our Oh yeah, good on you. Let's play that again. Six sounds there for all the business. You can win a prize. Super prize. Rambo won this little sucker. We're going to send that to him today. And it'll be good. Fellas, where can they find us on social medias?
All the social medias. Pick one. We're there. Facebook.
Pick one.
/bitpad.
Twitter @thebitpad. You can
everywhere else at the bitpad. And be sure to tune in next week. We got some exciting news about possibly a way to get some free games from us.
Free games, is it? Very good.
If you like free games, listen to next week.
And if you want a shot on being on the show next week and competing in one of our mini games possibly, make sure you add the bitpad to your Skype and be ready,
always ready, always watching. Till next time, guys, we'll see you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Bitpad podcast. Were you aware that you can follow our hosts on the Twitter? Follow @ExtremeBeyond, @BrentCopeland, and @BruceUncut. Follow @TheBitPad as well, and like our Facebook page over facebook.com/TheBitPad.
That was a show.